Hypnotize.
Sicker than your average papa twist cabbage off instinct niggas don't think shit stink pink gators. My Detroit players tunes for my hooligans in Brooklyn. Dead right if they head right, Siri there every night. Papa been smooth since days of under loose never lose, never choose to. Cruise crews who do something to us. Taco to us, girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pop close like Starsky and Hutch, stick the clutch, dare I squeeze three at your cherry M3, bang every MC easily, busily, recently niggas fronting ain't saying nothing, so I just keep my peace Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace.
Test, there we go. Is that something that someone did actually with Siri?
It's hacked, somebody hacked their iPhone. You can tell when he opens it and closes his phone, it has a weird look to it. So I think somebody just, you know.
Oh, they do that? They root iPhones as well?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that people were hacking into iPhones.
Of course. I think there's like websites you can just go to, and it's just where you...
What looks hacked about that? That looks like just an iPhone.
Hold on, let me see. I guess not. It looks like I thought those icons on the two top were something, but that looks like SoundCloud. So
yeah, that looks like a normal iPhone.
Well, I think that's the only way you could possibly do it. I think that has to be a hacked iPhone, or the whole thing is fake. Because
I think the whole thing is much more likely fake.
Because there's one thing I noticed at the very end of this video, which you can find on Vimeo. It says something different than she says on the writing here. So maybe this writing part was just, you know, Final Cut Pro or something.
Well, it says Siri, can't you see, too? I mean, someone typed that in? You know, what is that?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely not Siri. They definitely did it. They either faked the video or they rooted their iPhone. But I think it's probably more fake.
That's like a big thing with the Android people, man. Android, that's the one thing that they love about it, the fact that you can do that.
Yeah.
Dudes who get into Android, they're like, dudes who are like really into fucking Unix and shit.
Right.
You know, they're like rooting things. I'm a Linux contributor.
Dude, we forgot to record the video blog again.
Yeah, we keep forgetting. God. Sorry, folks. Sorry, he had to go, though. He really did have to go. He did have to go. Did have to leave. That was a fascinating guy, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was really interesting, and it definitely was shit that I've already thought about before, you know? And it's kind of interesting to hear it from somebody that has some cred.
I think, you know, as you get older in life and you have a certain amount of experiences and you sort of learn the way the world's been working for you, you know? Right. You start thinking, I wonder if it works like this. I wonder if this is really what's going on. And that's basically like every I wonder that I ever had. You know, he just comes out and says, yes, it does. Yes. Your mind, your consciousness controls everything. Your environment controls how the genes are made. Like, what?
Yeah.
The fuck?
By the way, dude, Fear Factor last night, it was so great to see it. Like, I forgot how much I missed it. I've watched every single episode, even till the very end. I watched it, and it wasn't because of you or anything. That was a show that I thought was always fun to cringe at, and just, you know, you had more emotion of just sitting there with a blank look staring at a TV. You're actually like I'm just like, ugh, you know, like,
right.
It freaks you out a little bit better than most shows. So last night, it was also awesome seeing it take it to the next level, especially HD, I thought was so awesome. You could actually see, like, the bugs, intestines, and stuff like that, you know, in more detail, and the explosions, of course.
The explosions, for sure. Sweet. Yeah.
Sound editing on that show is awesome.
The editors are badass. Dude, I watched it. It was very surreal watching it. Very surreal.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just strange. The whole thing was strange. Strange to live it and strange to do it again and strange to see it on TV again. I fucking never thought I would be doing that show again. I never thought, how could it happen? This is just a chapter in my life, and I've moved past that now, and then to do it again. But I enjoyed it, man. I really did. I thought it was fun. I thought it was a fun fucking show.
Was that mom and son thing real?
It's all real,
disturbing.
Oh yeah. Well, you know what, the casting, my boy Rich really knows how to fucking bring these people in. Mm-hmm. They know how to pick them, man. At this point in time too, there's so many people that want to do any sort of a reality show that you can find some real characters, man. You can find some
that one character, the guy that was like a self-motivator guy with the hot blonde chick.
Yeah,
and he just left. She didn't know how to swim, and he just left her drowning like in the middle of the of water. That what was the sad. Fuck was?
I felt bad for that girl. You know, I felt bad that she didn't know how to swim and she tried to do that. You know, she wanted to win and she thought maybe once she got in there she would figure out how to do it, but she didn't know how to swim.
That was disturbing.
They had a rescuer.
It's weird. You guys, they didn't see it.
An idea. I think they had a plan. I think the plan was, he said, I know you don't know how to swim, but I'll carry you.
Right.
I don't think you realize how hard that is to do. It's really hard to do. And you swim slow as fuck when you're doing that. Right. Like, you can't just swim when you're carrying someone's body. It takes a long time. It takes, like, more than twice the time. And, you know, she was pulling him down, and he was panicking, so he left her out there.
It's weird thinking not being able to swim, that you should not be a grown adult. That should be like something that they have to teach you in like third grade and you have to pass a test.
Yeah, right? She apparently didn't grow up in the best neighborhood. And, you know, she wasn't happy about it.
Well,
obviously.
She grew up in Vegas, right? That hot chick.
I don't know. Did she?
she grew up in the Mandalay Bay.
How dare you?
She's so hot. She was so hot, that chick.
She was very pretty. I wonder if she was like his friend and they came on like as a he hired her.
Yeah. That seems like it makes more sense.
Yeah, it's very possible. And then she just agreed to get on. I mean, why not? Why not just say, you know, say it's my boyfriend? I mean, I would do that. Yeah. Shit. You want to get on Couples Fear Factor together? Do we have to be couples? Yeah, we just pretend. Okay.
That's why he left her in the water. That makes 100% sense, right? Well, you would never leave your girl in the water.
Well, if you thought you were drowning, you might. If you thought someone would rescue her, if you separated, you might separate. But you would say something, save her. You would say, save her. You know, that's what I would say. I would say, you know, if I knew that I couldn't rescue her, if someone does not swim at all and they're flailing around, they can drag you under. Right. You have to get them to relax. So you have to be fucking good at that. That's not an easy thing to do. Like when
start kissing them, right? And then they get in the couple's embrace.
You suck a finger and put it right in their pooper. Calm them down, like when you got a good hold of their pooper,
right?
And especially the thumb, you press the thumb on the coccyx. Is that I just wanted to say coccyx.
Coccyx. And it was also so weird seeing, because it was all ex boyfriend, ex girlfriends, which I thought was a great idea for casting wise. But it was weird seeing that, like that one guy that where there was a guy and this girl that was like fake boobs, or I think she had fake boobs, but like a kind of a weird body, you know, like hot older body, and he just like fucking with her, like she controlled the whole relationship. It was weird seeing like why people broke up, probably because she was like, and like, you know, he was yes ma'am. I don't know if you remember that guy that like he pretty much took orders from her the whole time during Fear Factor.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. So you can kind of see why like the relationships like ended. You know, it was so interesting. That's why they chose those people.
You know, they chose them because they knew they would be fascinating to watch. You know, it's weird how bad some people's relationships are.
Right.
It's weird, you know. But there were some people that were fun. Like, they had fun relationships. Like, the one couple, they were exes, but now they're just friends. The Twilight kid and his pretty friend.
Team Twilight, that was so fucking hilarious. And Hard Rider, or Easy Rider.
But Team Twilight, they were very nice people. Yeah. They were super cool.
Yeah. She was gorgeous,
too. Yeah, she was really pretty, and he was a good-looking guy, and they were actually friends. I mean, it was legit. They used to date, and they didn't work out, and they both have different girlfriends now, or boyfriends, and they're friends.
Right.
You know, they were the healthiest fucking group by far out of any of them.
Yeah.
You know, the other ones, like the fucking Easy Riders, those guys were fighting like cats and dogs, and then the other guy, you felt sorry for that one dude.
Yeah.
That was controlled by his ex. It was sad, you know, and she would say shit, and you just like, oh, poor dude. He has to just sit there and eat that, you know?
I couldn't do that with my exes. Not most of them.
You don't want to be in that position. Everyone knows that you don't want to be in that disadvantageous position where you are giving in to them all the time.
Right.
You know, you don't want to be there, man. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be there where they're yelling at you. You don't want to be there. That position sucks.
Yeah. And that one guy even was like, you know, like he dropped a cow heart, I think it was. Yeah. He dropped a cow heart, and you could tell that she was blaming him for losing.
Right.
And then like somebody else dropped it, and he goes, yeah, see, look, it was hard to see. It was hard to see, you know. It was so sad to see that.
Yeah. So sad. It's hard. It's hard dealing with people like that. Not dealing with them, I mean, but, you know, being around them and going, hey, you guys are just fucking up each other's lives. Yeah. You need to get the fuck away from her, dude. Yeah. I know you feel like somehow or another you got this connection with her.
Right.
You know, you got to see her to get your kids from her. But other than that, stay away because this woman is chopping you down.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, it's like some guys. That dude needs a friend.
When a dude can't get a chick anymore, when a girl is no longer impressed with a guy, when the fucking magic is over and she is not attracted to the guy at all, that is the worst time you can be around. around that girl. Because she will have you feeling like you are worthless. And that will, in turn, it's not going to motivate you. It's going to make you feel like shit. And it's going to probably ruin all these other aspects of your life, too. So if you're on a regular relationship with someone who treats you like shit and is not whatsoever attracted to you, that's devastating for you as a person. Mm-hmm. And so, like, while we're around this poor guy, we have to see this. And, like, oh, you can't blame her. She, you know, you like who you like, man. But you got to, you know, for him, he's got to get the fuck away, man. Run. This is your reality you're creating, as Bruce Lipton would tell us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of which, man, I have to apologize to Todd Bridges, man. I fucked up. And I did this interview. And they always ask you, what was it like, the old Fear Factor? You do 100 interviews. And after a while, you just run out of shit to talk about, and you'll talk about anything. And one of the things that came up, we were talking about C-listers that were on the show. And I'm going to just read it so there's no mistake whatsoever in what I said. The question was, the guy says, I remember it was more C-listers and blasts from the past like Todd Bridges. And I said, yeah, he was a really weird one. He's an angry dude. I think he murdered somebody. Don't Did he get away with manslaughter? I'm serious. You shouldn't print that. Because I think it says you shouldn't print. It said you should print that, but that's not what I said. I said you shouldn't print that because I think he got in some sort of a fight in a crack house and wound up killing someone. Hold on, let me fact check right now. They actually put the whole thing in me saying, wow. Hold on, let me fact check right now. And then I say, yeah, Todd Bridges attempted murder and attempted voluntary manslaughter charges. He shot somebody, 5 gunshots and a knife wound. The jury acquitted him, though. That was 1989. He was 23 years old. Then I said, but yeah, I didn't enjoy being with him. He was a weird, angry guy. He blamed his losing on the producers, like they wanted to get rid of him. There's some people who just think that the world is out to get them, and he felt like that in a big way. It was interesting from a psychological standpoint. This is one of the reasons why I said this. He got upset at me when he got eliminated from the show and wouldn't believe that he was actually eliminated. He believed that they wanted him to get eliminated. I went to shake his hand, and he wouldn't even shake my hand. He just, like, put his hands back, and he walked away. I was like, this is so fucking childish. And then I thought about it. I'm like, this poor guy, man. You know, he grows up in the limelight on a fucking big show like Different Strokes. Like, try developing on television like that. And we've talked about that so many times, like how insane that must be. Try developing on television.
Yeah.
So all I did was comment on him like, you know, like he wasn't a person. Comment on him like I wasn't concerned with his feelings, right, that he would listen to it. And despite the fact that, you know, he was in some sort of a situation in a crack house, you know, this was a long time ago. And, you know, I don't know him. And I just said it, and I shouldn't have said it. It's really, you know, even whether it's true or not is not the point. The point is, there's no reason for me to say it. And he's friends with my friend Dave, and my friend Dave and him talked, and he said he's been sober for 19 years, and this upset him. And then I thought about it, I'm like, who the fuck am I to just randomly bring up some shit about some dude's past that's going to make him feel bad? You know, there was no reason why I should have done it. I did it. It was lazy thinking on my part. I should have never done it. And I should have, you know, looked at his life as like one picture. I don't know that dude. And apparently he's been sober for like 19 years. And he does a lot of good things and does interventions and shit. So I opened up my mouth when I shouldn't have. And I apologize. So Todd Bridges, if you're out there, please accept my apology. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. He's right. I totally agree. I could have totally avoided saying anything about his past or anything about him as a person.
You should take him to the office.
I get bored sometimes, man, and this is no excuse, but it's true. You know, you do 100 interviews about Fear Factor and stuff like that. You can get psychologically lazy. You know, you get sloppy with what you say. And as you can see, everything I said there, including don't print that, which actually says, or instead of shouldn't print that, it actually says should print that. But I most certainly said shouldn't print that because I went into some sort of I went to fact check that. So because of that, they put every single word I said. So you get a chance to see my whole thought process on it. So I don't know what the fuck happened to him. Obviously, I wasn't there. The guy got acquitted. Good. That's beautiful. You know, I don't hold any ill will towards him, and I feel bad that I brought it up, and I shouldn't have. So I apologize.
You know that the NT and the should and the shouldn't is going to be the new Tower 7 for you.
I swear to God, that's what I said. Well, I'm a mumbling fuck. You know, you talk to me over the phone, especially with these goofy headsets that I insist on wearing. You never seen those things I have?
Yeah.
I walk around my house, so I like it because I can talk on the phone and do shit at the same time.
Tom Cruise style, but Tom Cruise 1984.
Yeah, it's actually, I've got a cord, and the cord goes directly into the cordless phone. But it's the best way to do it because the phone's cordless. The phone sticks in my back pocket. It's got a little clip, and I can walk around the house. I play pool with them on the phone sometimes.
Yeah, but that's why Radio Shack is still in business, because of people like you buying those crazy headsets.
You can't
headsets.
Get them from Radio Shack. You got to get them from Hello Direct.
Hello Direct.
Yeah.
What is that?
Hello Direct is the best company in the world for business phones.
Hello Direct.
Yeah, they make big conference phones, and they make really good headsets that you listen to a cordless phone on, where it's like real high end. It sounds really good, really strong, but it's expensive equipment. But it's expensive because it's really high end stuff. It's really worth it. But you know, you can get any fucking headset, man. I got a Sony one that was like $30. It's pretty good. It's not bad at all, you know.
Are you sure Hello Direct is not like a home shopping network of Bluetooth accessories?
I don't think so. I think they make cell phone. I mean, I think they make phone headsets.
Did John Heffron turn you on to
that? Am I caught in a pyramid scheme? Am I in denial?
I think that's what that is.
I found John Heffron. He's never tried to rip us off. I just want to be clear about that. He's a great guy, and he would never do anything dishonest. But John Heffron occasionally has these fucking plans where, like, dude, all I have to do is I start this one business in Uganda. You know, I give them the keys, and they have money that comes to me for the rest of my life. Dude, I'm set. Like, he's got, like, this sort of, like, crazy lottery winner scam mentality sort of a thing as far as, like, him wanting to, like, find some one product that, like, really takes off. Like, what is it, like, an Anthony Robbins thing? Because I know he's into that shit.
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Anthony Robbins is?
Google knows it for me. I don't know. If I ever need that information, I just use Google. I might know who
You've never heard of Tony Robbins?
Tony Robbins.
You know who Tony Robbins is, the motivational speaker guy? He's fucking gigantic. He's huge.
No. Is he like a Buble? Because I just found out about Buble, and now he's haunting
Who's
me.
Who's Buble?
Some Buble guy that sings a lot, and now it, like, somebody told me, you don't know who Mike Buble is? And then now, what? Everywhere I go, I tried to buy a bottle of wine last night. It was like, oh, you just won a free Buble album.
What?
And I don't know who this Buble guy is, but it's
just
crazy.
This is a new character?
I don't know.
A new dude?
It seems like it's not. I got shamed down because I don't know who Buble is.
Do you have some music? No, you can't even play some
music. I can't
even
play a movie.
We don't want to get sued by the latest and greatest, Buble.
But he's haunting me now. I don't know what. It's the holiday season or something.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never even heard of this.
Well, now you'll get Buble'd nonstop. You'll find Buble everywhere.
I don't think I will.
Yeah, you will.
I'm guessing in your reality,
I just
Buble,
cursed you with the Buble
curse.
No,
you can't win over my reality. I control my own reality. You can't get in it.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
It's an impenetrable bubble, sir.
You'll find
it. You can't Buble me.
You'll be driving
home. Send me some links.
Buble.
It won't even enter my mind. I'll look at it. I'll click on the link. I'll go, oh, it's Brian.
I'm sorry.
It's
you just
Brian
got
being
Buble.
A douchebag. You think so?
I Buble'd all over your face.
Dude, you think so? Dude, all I know is I'm going to be on The Tonight Show on Friday with Ron fucking Paul.
Musical guest Buble. You watch.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine if it was? I would just pull my pants down and shit all over.
Make it happen.
All over
Yoshi,
Jay's desk.
Yoshi, make it happen.
Just blast diarrhea all over Jay's desk. I've been on the kale shakes a lot lately, man. My poop is fantastic.
Okay.
I love that, man.
Dude, Buble is the new kale.
Buble is the new kale.
Yeah, it's because I you kaled
Buble's
me.
Buble is going to be the new Olive Garden. I'm going to throw a fucking bottle of water at you.
I went to the Olive Garden the other day, and it wasn't that good.
What happened?
I tried all their new stuff, and it was like...
Oh, they're trying to get crafty?
Well, no, it's not even that. It's like, I found that I eat late at night, so like I always go like at 9 o'clock when it closes at 10, and you could tell the kitchen starts to break down at a certain moment. At most restaurants, like kitchen's like, all right, we can start to break down, meaning you could stop making new soup, you can start putting everything away, you know, because there's only a few people left, you know, to order food. And I feel like... lately, every time I go to a restaurant at that time period, it sucks. And like the ravioli I had was like overcooked. They have lasagna that's deep fried now or something like that. It's so awesome. But that was like, felt like it was sitting in the fryer for 20 minutes. So they probably, you know, pre-cooked it or something like that. But don't go to a restaurant after 9 o'clock is what I'm saying. You'll have not as good as food as 6
'cause everybody would be tired.
Well, it's just because they start closing down the kitchen because it's about to close.
Yeah,
so
and people are tired
it's
too.
My fault. Don't go to Olive Garden after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Olive Garden is like a 6 p.m. sort of a meal.
Yeah,
6 p.m. on the road.
Lunch. Oh. Well, any restaurant is what I'm saying. No, not just Olive Garden. Any restaurant.
I got to eat dinner with Anthony Bourdain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in Toronto.
Where'd you go?
Some restaurant, some nice place. It was pretty cool. We got there when it was about to close, and they had a bar. We sat in the bar area, and they said, you know, the regular menu is closed, but we got this menu. And I said, can you tell the chef that Anthony Bourdain is here? That's what I said.
You dropped the Bourdain
I totally
card.
Did, because she didn't. I don't think she knew. She ran back, and the chefs came back with a book, and he fucking signed their book and shit. It was
the
coolest meal ever. Me and my pal Anthony Giordano, and Anthony and his crazy wife. His wife wants to fight. She's could you imagine? His wife is a badass, dude. She's been doing jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai for like 4 years, completely obsessed. She does them every day, one in the morning, one at night. I mean, she's like, she's got a thick neck and she's got fucking muscular arms, and apparently she's like super, super aggressive. I'm like, wow, what a strange situation that would be. Have a wife that might be able to kick your ass, man.
Yeah.
Might be able to put a beating on you. Yeah. Do you think you could deal with that?
No.
You don't think you could deal with that?
No.
What if your chick just started getting into jiu-jitsu and fucking wanted to, and then eventually wanted to roll with you? Like, come on, bitch.
No.
Come on, bitch. We'll tap
who
you
needs
up.
That?
What if you're fucking her, and then in the middle, she's like, eat my pussy, and right when you go down on her, she slaps a triangle on you and just puts you to sleep. Could you imagine if that was, like, fun for her?
Hygiene's
she hooks
great.
Your leg. You try to get off the bed. She hooks your leg. Boom. Just slaps that sucker down.
No.
You wouldn't be into that?
No.
Would that scare the shit out of you?
No.
What if she was laughing?
Yes.
And when and she said, listen, I promise I'll blow you every day for a year.
Yeah, who cares? That's like nothing. That's like, hey, you
I'm
want
so
some,
sorry.
You want a handful of nickels?
I shouldn't have taken your soul. I shouldn't have choked you unconscious.
No.
And have you always terrified every time you near me now.
You have to switch the word blowjobs. You have to switch it with something else. That blowjobs means nothing to me.
Really? What would she have to do? Give you money?
No. I don't know.
Pimp, go out in the street for you? Show you, show that she really loves you?
Cuddle during a movie.
That's all you want, right? Yeah. That's all you want. Back rubs, anal massage. Fucking weirdo.
Did you see, I think you posted it. That Christmas short that was supposed to be in front of Anthony Bodine holiday
special. Christmas, his holiday special last night was so freaky. If you DVR No Reservations, DVR it and check out or find it. You know, in DVRs you can search it. It'll probably play in a repeat. I think the Travel Network plays it all the time because sometimes I have it set to record all of them on my DVR and I'll come home and there'll be like 20 of them. Yeah. Like, I've been gone for like a week. Like, how the fuck is there 20 of these things on here? But it's just like they play the shit out of a show. So if you find the holiday one, it's crazy. It's so weird. It's a really, he told me about it. He told me it was going to be nutty, but I didn't know what to expect. I don't want to tell you anything. No spoilers. You got to see it. It's so bizarre, but awesome. Like,
it was creepy.
Like, yeah. It came out of nowhere. And this animation that they pulled from the show, apparently this is like,
did you watch it?
No.
It was creepy.
No.
I can see why they pulled it. It was creepy. It was almost maybe, I think, a viral marketing attempt for the Travel Channel, the whole thing.
No, how does that work? Can we play that on the podcast?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
No.
Somebody must own that, no?
No. I don't know. I'm sure we couldn't play the Siri thing at the beginning, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, but someone doesn't own that. That's just a stupid computer voice. If anything, the people who own the Biggie song.
Yeah, who knows? Anymore, who knows? You know, is it illegal for me to post random movies in the background on a wall? You know, if
don't
it's only showing
shit,
one inch of it?
Dude, don't talk about that shit.
Who knows,
man?
Though, you know?
Don't talk about that shit. Why you gotta bring that up? That's like El Cucuy. Don't talk about it, he'll come. It's like Candyman.
I'm not allowed to draw Gary Coleman, am I?
No. No, you're not. Yeah, that's how you know how fucked up that show was. Two of them are dead.
I love that show. That's one of the shows I grew up in, and I love everything about that show.
Yeah.
I need another. It's so weird watching TV nowadays. They don't have that anymore because that's not, like, who cares? Oh, you have a little black kid that you adopted. So, you know, who cares?
Well, they pulled it off twice.
What is it? Like a little Iraqi kid? Oh, you got an Iraqi kid? Two Iraqi kids and you're an old man?
Man, could you imagine if that was a fucking sitcom?
Right.
Jesus Christ. You can't have those kind of sitcoms anymore. You know, you could never have a Sanford and Son anymore. You know, so if you had anything that was like semi-racist, like an All in the Family,
right.
You couldn't have that today. So how are you going to have, you know, well, you'd miss out on 80% of the jokes.
Right.
If you had some guy with two little Arab kids.
Dude, Buble and Abdul. That's what would be the name of the whole thing. It'd be like Buble with two Iraqi kids.
Brian, stop. Stop. I'll end the podcast. I swear to God. You're not bringing me into your retarded world.
In your Buble world? You're going
to
be haunted.
So let's talk about this Mind Book thing, man, that these guys wanted us to talk about.
Yeah.
And they left. They have a social networking site they put together. These are the people that just left that were with Mr. Lipton. And it's called www.mindbook.ws.
Which
so that's mindbook.ws. Why did I say www? What am I, a fucking moron? Like, people don't know that. This by HTTP colon backslash backslash
forward slash forward. Yeah, the forward slash backslash thing. What? Who cares? That's like, it's forward slash. That's like, it's spell checking me nowadays.
Well, it's weird that that, you
sounds
know,
better.
That's the same protocol. There's these little simple numbers. How long is it going to be before that's just say the, just write the word in, you know, and go right to it.
Yeah.
HTTP dot dot. I mean, if you write CNN.com, you don't have to write all that other shit. Your browser does it for you.
Right.
So why do we have to see that? Why do we have to know?
I don't know.
Let me put in the word.
And what's WS really stand for?
Website, apparently they said.
Website.
But it's probably some funky country, you know? It's probably some weird country. Like a lot of, like TV was like Transylvania or some shit, you know? People got TV, but it wasn't television. TV stood for an abbreviation of some sort of a country.
Right.
Yeah, and people got that internet address. You know, you're allowed to. So I guess you're allowed to get this WS, whatever it is. It's probably like, you know, some weird country somewhere.
I wonder when.
Should we Google that so we don't leave people fucking in the dark here? Let me find out what the hell this is.
WS domain. But yeah, mine.
By the way, I'm going bald, son.
Why? Just from watching yourself on Fear Factor, or
no? That too. Yeah. That
is that why you're
sure.
thinking of it?
Yeah, man. I watched myself in high definition. I'm like, man, I'm going bald.
Well, what's weird is when they show, like at the beginning, they have I don't like
my shaggy young hair.
I don't like the new opening. Is that just temporary? Where it's like 10 years ago, Fear Factor came in here and kissed you in the lips.
Your internet address. Okay, website.ws story. Okay, here it is, the WS story. But it's weird to see your fucking... so much scalp.
Well, it's weird on the opening, they showed like the young you, and then they showed the older you, and it's like night and day difference how you've really transformed. You look bigger, like meatier now.
Well, I didn't lift weights at all when I first started doing the show.
Right.
I got into really lifting weights probably around like 2001 or 2, which is right when Fear Factor just started, because that's when I really got into jiu-jitsu.
Right.
Before that, I had a problem with my knee. I had what's called a bucket handle tear. And it was real bad, and it was from years ago. And what it would happen was at least once every couple weeks, I would be doing something strenuous, anything strenuous. My knee would pop out and lock in place. So what it is the meniscus would lift up like a bucket handle and get stuck. And it was fucking horrendous, man. It was a real pain in the ass. And it took me a long time before I ever got it fixed. And then I finally did get it fixed. And then I was able to like really train hard again. Because until that, I would do something like I would lift weights. I would bend over to tie my shoe and it would pop out. And I would fall to the ground and my leg would be like locked out in a front. And then it was fucked for hours, dude. And then it was sore for weeks. You know, and then I would get like a couple weeks later, I get to the point where I go, oh, let me just wear a brace, go back to jiu-jitsu class. Boom, it would pop again. And then one time I tore it really bad. It popped and tore so bad that I could not bend my leg. So Eddie had to take me to the hospital, and we went and they had to do an MRI on it, and they gave me anti-inflammatories, and they eventually shaved it down. The lady was like, you know, you need to stop doing martial arts. And like, they were like really like judgmental about that shit. The lady like cornered me. Listen, I'm telling you right now, you need to stop doing this stuff. So I got that fixed, and then I started working out. Like, that's when I really got into, like, seriously lifting.
And you're, like, crazy. Like on Twitter, I saw so many people say, usually, damn, Joe Rogan got fat. And it's so weird.
Well, I definitely am fatter. They're right.
Will you ever do an episode with no shirt on the whole time?
Well, people think I'm fatter than I am, for sure. Right. But I'm definitely fatter than I used to be. Because when I used to fight, you know, when I first started doing, like, news radio, I was in, like, fighting shape. I was in really good shape. And I had like a very thin face.
Right.
You know, my whole body fat was like way lower than it is now. I can like pinch fat on it. And unfortunately, that makes me have a big fat face.
That's so funny though. When every time somebody says that, I'm like, you're...
I'm not really fat. I mean, if you saw me with my shirt off, you wouldn't say that guy's fat.
No way.
But I'm not fat like I'm not thin like I used to be. I used to be shredded. When I was constantly doing Taekwondo and kickboxing and everything, I had like 5-6% body fat all the time, especially when I was going to compete. And then, you know, it never got really heavier than that until I got like deep into my 30s, when I was like working all the time and eating shit food. You know, like after I did that that Men's Fitness cover. I was in a cover. That was like the best shape I ever got in, and I just got lazy after that.
Right.
I didn't really lift weights at all anymore.
How was the Today Show? We haven't talked about that. You were on the Today Show. I didn't even get to see it.
It was interesting. You know, it was weird. You know, they do it outside in this little plaza. They do part of it in the plaza. So Al Roker and I'm sorry, I don't remember the other two people. I don't remember the name. I apologize. It's rude.
It's Jane Pauley.
Is it Jane Paul? No. I forget their names, but they're very cool people. And they're very tall, and I look like a little tiny person out there.
Right.
So we're out there in the cold, and they say, hey, Fear Factor's coming back. Yeah, yay. And it's gone. It's like it's over and done, and like, you know, Al Roker cracks a joke, and that's a wrap.
Did you smoke weed with Al Roker?
I wish I did. I would love
that'd
to smoke
awesome.
Weed
with
Al Roker.
That'd be awesome. Al Roker's like, hey, come into my
Al
office.
Roker's very friendly.
Play the sax for you.
He's a very nice guy. He's very friendly. At least he has been every time I met him. He's a very nice guy.
With Matt Long.
He lost a shitload of weight, too, man. There's a guy who lost a lot of weight. There's a guy who recognized that he had, like, some sort of a problem with his diet and, you know, living his life that way and just straightened it out.
Well, he did the lap band thing, right?
Did he do that?
Yeah, I think that's what he did, and I think he was successful at it. You know, we know many people that have had it, but they just started eating the
same.
Well,
I don't know about many, but we know about one.
Yeah.
Yeah, who just keeps breaking those fucking things, which is so scary, you know, the fact that he's just pumping food in there and snapping that cord.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what I don't know how it works. Do you understand how it works?
I think they just tie off your stomach, don't they, to make it smaller, and then your stomach does grow, you know, if you start eating.
Packing barbecue into that hole, that knot, trying to break it open.
Why did you say barbecue?
Barbecue would be delicious right now, wouldn't it? But anyway, yeah, this guy actually had it done, which is really funny because all it does is like gets you to not eat as much. Like you could just do that on your own. You don't have to get cut open. But people like they trust their will so little that they would rather get cut open.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck that. That's craziness.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing that, you know, that, I mean, I can understand it when you're like on death's door and, you know, like I got to do something or I'm obviously out of control. Man, I don't know if that's the thing to do. I think you should look at yourself somehow, you know, whether it's some sort of a psychedelic experience or, you know, read books and get inspired, be around positive people. I think that's probably the better option. That's going to make a real change in your life. Because having an operation, even though it's like it pushes you into a certain direction, like, okay, now we're moving positive. We're getting in less food. We're going to lose some weight. We're going to put less pressure on the heart. This is all good. Even though that, it's not being done necessarily by you. It's forcing you to do that. And whenever you force yourself to do something instead of learning and adapting your behavior naturally and then having that behavior eventually through positive reinforcement become the norm. This is your normal behavior now. I actually like to eat greens. I like to eat a kale shake in the morning. I like to be healthy. You know, so until that takes place, you're just going to repeat the same fucking patterns, you know, and that's with our friend who keeps blowing his shit out, you know. The issue is not this hole, you know, and how to stuff it. It's why do you want to stuff it all the time like this, man? What the fuck is going on? Physiologically, psychologically, I mean, I'm not against doing whatever the fuck you feel like you need to do to get yourself healthy. You know, you want to do the lap band. I totally think you should be able to do it. But I think if I was your friend, you know, I'd say, let's not be crazy. Joey Diaz wouldn't do it. That's why Joey wouldn't do it.
Right.
Joey was like, they cut you open, dog. Yeah. Like, come on. You telling me that I'm that weak? I need to do that? So Joey lost like 80 fucking pounds. Yeah. You know? Did he lose something crazy like that?
He did at one point.
And you did too. You lost a shitload of weight, dude.
Yeah.
How heavy did you get at one point? What's the heaviest you ever got?
I think it was like 240. I can't. It's been so wild. It's like 245, 250 or something like
that. Oh, my God.
Wasn't it? And then I got down. I know like the lowest I got down, I think, was like 169, 175, somewhere
around. And your head looked really big.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that funny?
I looked weird. I look like Carlos Mencia looks.
Well, no, he looks better than you looked. I'm going to be honest with you. When you gain weight, it's a weird thing. Like, your head gets big, too. You know, when you like, even if like you gain weight through like muscle lifting, you know, like guys like gain a shitload of weight from like power lifting and stuff.
Right.
Even if they're not on a sauce, their fucking heads get bigger, man. Like, I have a friend who's really big.
Have you seen this? What is this? What are you showing me? Glassless 3D. It's the new.
That's pretty dope. Whoa. That's a 3D that you don't have to wear glasses for. Yeah. Holy shit. This Nintendo DS is badass. I have a friend. He's about 320 pounds.
Right.
And his fucking head is enormous. Yeah. And I look at his head and I go, okay, even if he lost all the weight, how did his head get this so big? Did his head grow because his body was so fat? You know, like what is it that made his head grow too?
Yeah.
You know?
Does it, when you get older, your facial fucking features get older. Your nose and your ears.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Yeah? I've noticed that. My nose seems larger than it was when I was a younger man. But I feel like it looks different from. It doesn't make any sense, but it looks different since I had that operation on the inside. I feel like it got wider or something. That doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, maybe they carved out too much. They wanted to save some as a cell.
It's stupid because there was no change to the structure of my nose at all. But goddamn, it works better now. Anybody who's ever thinking about doing that, I had there's a video of it on YouTube. I forget the technical scientific term of what the operation's called. But they went in and fixed a deviated septum. And fuck, that was one of the best things I ever did. I couldn't breathe out of my nose since I was like a little kid. Yeah. I had broke my nose falling down a flight of stairs when I was like 5. My nose was crooked.
Right.
So my whole life I've been a mouth breathing fuck, you know. And to actually have... It's such an amazing thing for me.
Is it 100% now, or do you almost want to go back and get some more cut out of it?
No, it's great. No, it's great. It's wide open. It's amazing. I hit the bag with my mouth closed. I can hit the bag just breathing out of my nose. I don't do it for like long stretches at a time. I'll take mouth breaths too. But, you know, I want to make sure that I can exert myself. Like, this is a guy that I've been working with. I've talked about him before. His name is Steve Maxwell. And he's on Twitter. You can follow him. If you go to Steve Maxwell or maxwellfitness.com or just Google him. Google Steve Maxwell. I apologize that I don't remember the website name. It might be Maxwell Strength and Conditioning. Either way, he's a brilliant guy and a brilliant strength and conditioning coach. And one of the things that he has me working on is breathing. And so you learn like the correct way to breathe to calm your heart down. Like, if it doesn't seem like that would work, but there really is like a way to calm yourself down. It's very difficult to do because one of the things that happens when your body goes into oxygen deprivation, when you're exhausted, when you're just totally worn out, you just want to trying to get air in. Well, obviously the air that you have right now is enough to sustain you. You are alive. I understand that your body is sending messages and saying it needs more air. We don't have enough air, but you know what? You're going to be fine. You know what's going to fuck you up even worse? If you freak out about this and your heart starts pounding a million miles an hour, on top of the fact from the adrenaline rush, on top of the fact that it's tired from being pushed and being exhausted. And what he's teaching me is how to breathe in through your nose. Like, you breathe in like this. So you're exhausted, completely exhausted. And you want to just like, you want to take these big panic breaths, but that sends panic signals to your body. You have to control it. So you got to be disciplined. So as you're doing this, you want to take these breaths, but you go, it's amazing how quickly everything relaxes.
That's good.
It was a huge lesson to me. Like now, like when I'm exhausted and working out, I force myself into breathing like that and I recover way quicker. It's amazing. Hmm. And all this is like pranayamic breathing. This is all like in the, you know, the, like ancient yoga guys were like badass at this. Like this is like a big part of yoga was like breath control. I used to have a friend, we used to call him Yoga Ray. Ray Capone, he was, I hope I didn't say his last name wrong. Ray Capo, thank you. Corrected myself. And he was the head of this band. I forget his band, but it was like a hardcore band, like, you know, crazy, wild noise kind of band. You know, and they were real popular. And then he got into yoga, and he became this yoga instructor, and eventually just wound up. I think he gave up music entirely, and he was just like teaching yoga to people at some big corporate retreat somewhere in upstate New York. He was going to move up there with his family. This guy had amazing cardio, dude. I mean, amazing. You would never see him gassed out ever. And he told me all he did was breathing exercises. He would do these long, slow, deep breaths where you breathe in through your nose and it takes like a minute. Hmm. And then you hold it and then you slowly let the air out. Like, slowly. Like, you just want to, your instinct is to just fucking panic and just let it all out and just breathe in and take gulps of air like you're drowning. No. Slowly let it out. It's very difficult to do. I've tried to do it. I do it when I get in the tank. It's, for me, the quickest way to get completely relaxed and centered when I get into the tank. Besides that certain special plant, But the other thing is doing these breathing exercises. You know, so many people don't know about breathing exercises and don't understand that, you know, your lungs, you can condition them and you can manipulate them, and they're, you know, you are in control. You're deciding when to take a breath and you're deciding when to push it out, and you can use like time-honored practices of manipulating that to actually strengthen your lungs and strengthen your aerobic capacity. Because I'll tell you, man, this dude just had awesome control of his lungs. He would never get tired. That's a Hicks and Gracie principle, too. Hicks and Gracie was like the greatest Gracie ever. You know, pretty widely recognized as one of the greatest, if not the, you know, everyone would say number one. Every jiu-jitsu guy, almost 100% would say Hicks and Gracie. And he's that badass. And the other thing about him is he's a yogi. And he has these crazy abdomen muscles, man, where he's doing these breathing exercises in this video, and he's sucking his whole stomach into his rib cage and then moving it left and right. It's like the amount of manipulation that he can do with his abdominals and his breathing. So you and I can't even wrap our heads around it. You watch a video of it, man, it's fucking crazy. Like, pull it up on YouTube. Pull up Hicks and Gracie breathing. Breath exercises, breathing. Hicks and Gracie from the documentary Choke. And it just makes you realize, man, that there's more to harnessing your body than we're aware of. There's some other shit, and yoga is a really interesting aspect of that whole search, because I found very few things in life that make my head feel as good as yoga does. Yoga, it puts me in like a real relaxed state. I don't necessarily get to it that often these days, but whenever I do it, I'm always happy I did. It always makes me feel like peaceful after it's over. And I think, you know, sometimes when I'm busy with a lot of shit, I actually subconsciously avoid doing anything enlightening because then it'll make me not want to work as hard, not want to get as much shit done, you know. And so whenever I'm like avoiding yoga or avoiding even practicing a little bit of it on my own, I always know that I'm probably working too hard. Did you find the video?
Here, check the screen right here and tell me if you see, recognize one of these.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, that's it. Hicks and Gracie workout. Yeah, he does a workout, and then at the end of it, he does like this crazy breathing shit. Look at, he's...
After so much training, after turn so this up, much man. Work, after so much effort.
He's doing sit-ups on the beach right now. This is the greatest jiu-jitsu artist ever. This is a guy where every single family member will tell you, Hickson's the fucking best, man.
It's like a very interesting feeling when you feel yourself in your time to be capable to expose yourself in a way to fight and compete. That's not means a victory or defeat or anything, but just be able to do it, you know?
This motherfucker, this guy is like, there's not one person that will tell you that he's not good at jiu-jitsu. You know what I'm saying? There's not one person that will not tell you that this guy's a master. You know? He comes from a whole family of killers, and he's the number one killer. And he's, what he's right now doing is he's strengthening his neck with his giant bungee cord. Really a brilliant guy, too. I had a chance to eat dinner with him once and went to his house and discussed jiu-jitsu techniques and mixed martial arts.
The physical, the body as a machine... As a machine, we need really take care of, you know. So I try be beside a fighter. I try keep my physical this very smooth as an a combination where I can be very flexible, very strong, very fast, very well coordinate with a good
watch
balance,
this.
With a good breathing. So those elements,
he's got huge
I try
nostrils.
Combine.
Yeah, watch this shit. This is going
to
freak
you out,
man.
You want me to slow this down for you?
No, I'm good.
Sometimes when I make my routines, I get in a very special stage of meditation. And this is beautiful because
he's
I'm
sitting
able
here
to
in
exercise
a lotus position,
and totally clean
doing
my
these crazy
mind
breathing
and
techniques.
Keep myself in the present moment.
This ain't it yet. Wait till you, here it goes. Watch this.
That's so weird.
How
when
crazy is that?
When you control your breath,
oh my God,
you can actually control yourself mentally and physically. You can really understand your fears and your emotional stress.
You can freak girls out.
I like how they got the music playing in the background.
I know.
Too. Isn't it amazing though what he can do with his stomach?
Yeah.
It's very strange to watch, man. He's what I would say is a real martial arts master. You know, there's only a few of them out there in the world that, you know, people universally recognize as a martial arts master. Mm-hmm. And Hickson is a martial arts master. You know, he's such an inspirational dude. That documentary, Choke, I guarantee you, There's thousands of jiu-jitsu guys all over the world who watch that documentary Choke all the time just to watch Hickson. You know, when Hickson, you know, came on the scene, a lot of people don't know about Hickson. They know about Hoist because Hoist won the Ultimate Fighting Championship. But even Hoist said that if he ever got beat, they were waiting to put in Hickson. Hickson was like plan B. He was like the atomic bomb. Like, we'll go in there with troops, but if you bitches...
He kills babies.
Get your shit together, we're going to drop Hickson Gracie on you. You know, and he went over and fought in Japan instead. He fought in Japan Valley 2. I don't know. There's some politics involved, some family politics. I don't understand all that, but I do understand that watching him compete was amazing. He didn't fight enough guys. You know, I really wish that we could have got a chance to see his high level jiu-jitsu at work against, you know, some of the real best MMA fighters of the world. But when we did see it, man, it was so dominant, man. Talking to that dude, you know, ever talk to somebody and you know you just. You get inspired, and you and at the same time, you're like, wow, like, this fucking guy is on such another level, like, with his mind, you know, the way he, like, is so serious about things.
Yeah, like when you go to the Apple store and you talk to one of those guys.
No, totally different. Is that how you feel? I wish I was an Apple genius. I wish I was behind the genius counter. Anyway, breath control is fucking awesome.
It's like hooking.
Try that shit. It's like cooking?
Hooking.
How's it like hooking? Are you retarded today? What's going on?
No, like the when you're in the jet plane, you go.
Oh,
God! Calm down, Tiger.
You silly fuck. Well, you've been saying silly shit all day.
No, I haven't. Actually, everything I said makes sense.
Oh, what's that guy's name that you keep fucking repeating?
What?
Yeah, the singer that's everywhere.
Bublé.
Yeah, you didn't get silly with that?
No, I'm telling you, I can't stop talking Bublé now. You're going to see what I'm talking about. Now that you know who this guy's name is, it's going to haunt you.
I bet I'm not. Oh. This Nintendo DS thing that you handed me, this 3DS thing, is amazing.
Yeah, it's really good. Like, my mom got it for me.
3D.
The Mario Brothers game, if you're a big fan of Mario Brothers, it's done right for the first time being able to do a 3D game.
It's amazing. Like, I'm looking at it right now. It's really a trip.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it even works a little bit at an off angle.
Yeah, but that's the big
secret. Can see, yeah, you have to look at it dead on to really get it. You can see like the wiring beneath the board.
There's two things I don't like about it. One is that it's I have small hands, but I still found it was really cramped to play for a large period of time. So
yeah, I bet. Yeah, so for a large period of time. Yeah.
So I got this thing that just snaps into it. It looks like an Xbox controller, so you can just play it like it's an Xbox controller.
I guess I hit a button that activated a camera. It's got a camera.
Oh, it's got a 3D camera. You can take photos in 3D.
God.
And
does it actually look like 3D? If I take a photo of me taking a photo,
yeah, that would be interesting. If you put something in the front, in the back, you know, like a 3D, like that chair or something. But yeah, it's got a 3D camera, and I'm having fun with it. I think I didn't know it was that cool. But that's
dope,
now. Wait, imagine when TVs are like that though. That's a small little screen. But imagine when TVs, the 3D is going to be. Like
is
that.
This like? Are these things, these mobile Game Boy type devices? Are these things sort of like digital cameras where they're on their way out and it's all going to be incorporated into phones?
The iPad, iPad gaming. iPad? The iPad itself. This is the coolest thing ever.
Have you tried mirroring?
Huh?
You've done that, right?
Yeah, mirroring where you could do your Apple TV something even cooler. There's this new thing called On Live. I don't know if you've heard it.
On Live?
It's called On Live, and it's a video game browser where you can sit here, and what it does is it's a service that you pay for every month, and it has all the latest video games, so you don't have to have like a really high-end computer anymore. You don't have to have an Xbox anymore. You play through like this weird streaming technology, and it doesn't seem like it would work well, meaning like you can sit there. I can sit here right now and play the new Batman video game from my computer, and it in real time streams the game to you. So there's no downloading of games, there's nothing. And it actually works fine. But what the cool thing is the iPad has, I think it's coming to the iPad soon, where you can play like legit video games on your iPad. So that's, you'll be able to play Xbox games on your iPad pretty much.
So your finger movements will dictate like what is going to be like your controllers and everything.
Right. And what's really cool, if you can see this, it's pretty sweet. What's really cool is that it also, if you're bored and you're sitting in your bed, you can sit here and watch anybody that's playing video games right now.
Holy
and you can
shit.
Play, and you could just go into their game and just...
Well, let me just explain to everybody. Brian just pulled up a browser with... How many fucking windows was that?
Hundreds.
What game is this? This looks like Team Fortress or some shit.
Yeah,
what is that?
I don't even know what this is. But they have like Batman. They have like any
game.
You
can just drop in on any of these games.
Drop in and just start watching. So I've been lately.
How do you play them? Can you play?
You can't on the iPad yet. That's
so the iPad is this is just watching people play games.
This is just watching. This is like watching TV though of people playing any video game you know.
Which by the way, I used to do all the time.
Yeah.
When I was addicted to Quake, I used to watch a lot of Quake demos.
Exactly. But on Android, you can play it. They just released the Android version, so you can play the games. But I download on my Mac, and I can play games from my Mac here without having any video games on my thing. And it works really well. Like, I was surprised how well it worked.
Wow.
At least for the for right now, 5 years from now, that'd be the way to go. There's not going to be Xboxes anymore. You're just going to be fucking using your TV and a Bluetooth remote to your remote or your controller or whatever you're using.
Wow. Getting very strange.
But that's called On Live.
I wonder what the next level is going to be. It's with this 3D thing, it really makes me think that they're eventually going to get a 3D thing that's going to be your regular television will be 3D capable, just like everything became HD capable. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, HD's been around for a long fucking time, but how long was it before everybody had an HD set?
Oh, still, the majority don't.
Is it really the majority?
I bet the majority still does not have an HD set.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I did this tour, this satellite television tour, mm-hmm. where you sit down and they connect you with all these different morning shows. I want to talk to you about Fear Factor being back and that kind of shit.
Right.
And one of them we have to reset for because one news station somewhere, one TV station somewhere doesn't have HD.
Right.
So because of this one, they have to reset everything and smash the signal and do something totally different. I don't know how they change it, but they have to change it for this one network in like fucking the middle of nowhere that does not have HD. And I go, what's that about? And they go, it's like a mom and pop owned TV station.
Why don't they just pay for them to upgrade? I wonder if that would be more expensive than having to do that.
Super expensive, you know? I think it's super expensive. I mean, it's a worthwhile investment, but if you're some rinky-dink town and, you know, you got, I mean, how many people have access to each television station?
Right.
You know, if it's like, you know, Jasper, Wyoming or some shit, some weird place no one's ever heard of, and they have a TV station, and you're clinking into it, mm-hmm. it's not HD.
It's crazy. It's crazy that there's television stations that are not HD, but we have 1080p on our iPhones.
Yeah, that is amazing. Well, it's like there's a big wave, and not everything is at the front of the wave. There's a lot of shit going on the sides and at the ends. It's curious though. It's curious because if HD, you know, eventually gets replaced by 3D, all these people that just switched to HD will be like, motherfucker, I just got the newest shit. If it ever becomes a... I'm not a fan of the fucking glasses in the movies, but if you can show me movies that are as good from, like, the sides and the edges as they are from the front, and it's 3D, and we can just watch it on the screen. Because mm-hmm. right now, the way that looked, it's a big difference between head-on and on the edge.
Right.
If you had to watch, like, you know, Conan in 3D on the edge, you'd get annoyed at yourself.
Right.
It's like it's too fucking close.
Yeah. It's hard for me to even go to a movie theater nowadays, though. I never go. I mean, I have big TVs and digital sound. So, like, even that Monkey movie, I never got to see it, but it's out on DVD, so I might just go rent it.
I've been to movies 3 times in the last month, and 2 of those 3 times, people were talking during the movie theater. And it
see,
was
I don't need that.
Shit.
I don't need that anymore.
It was so annoying. It's like, you know, people think it's funny. They're laughing at shit. You know, they're talking to each other about something totally not related to the movie, and you hear them laughing. There's very few things as distracting when you know, you're hearing someone laughing out loud during a scene in a movie. And another problem is there's not a lot of people going to the movies these days. So if you go during a weeknight, sometimes you'll go, like, a 10 o'clock movie, and there'll be, like, fucking 3 couples in there, and that's it. There's no one in there, man.
Yeah, they're on their way out, movie theaters, bookstores, you know, all that shit
that makes me sad. I'm going to miss both for sure. I love movie theaters. I love the idea of like a movie's coming out, like when the Avengers comes out. I want to be there opening weekend, man. Okay. That's when all the fucking nerds are there. They're real excited to be, you know, there at that movie.
Yeah.
I want to get tickets in advance. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like then it's a fun experience. You know, if you see a cool movie in a theater with a bunch of people and they're all into it, that actually enhances the experience. But if you see a theater and it's like half empty and the people are talking, God damn, that's annoying.
Yeah.
And people, they feel like they can do that when there's less people there. You know, that's when I've found that people are really rude. It's not when the movie theater is crowded. It's when there's only like a few couples, mm-hmm. you know. especially if you get more than three boys together. More than three teenage boys together. Like, very rarely.
And that's all the time for me.
You and three teenage boys? Is that your move?
Well,
I don't want bookstores to go out either, man. I love bookstores. I like the idea of walking by and going, huh, what is this? Biography on who? Huh, what did he do? Oh, okay, let me read about this guy's life. I like that. I like that I can just walk down an aisle and go, you know what, maybe I want to read a biography today. You know, or maybe I want to read about cars today. I want something mindless. I want to know the history of the Corvette. You know, maybe it's, you know, I want to, you know about fucking solar power. But I want to be able to just wander through and pick out something. It's like the same thing with record stores, man. I used to like record stores, man. I used to like Virgin Records. We'd go, and they would let you listen to the CD. You remember? And there was no fucking headphones available because people would just stand there and listen to music all day. And you'd be like, damn, I want to find out if this fucking record's any good. But that was like the first time anybody ever took a chance and said, listen, I know that you've been burned in the past, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to let you listen to everything before you buy it. Remember? That was like fucking revolutionary.
Yeah.
Now people download the whole fucking thing. And if they really like it, they'll buy it on iTunes.
I still buy it. Most people don't do that, I don't think. I think most people just steal nowadays, but I still buy a CD here and there.
Do
definitely,
you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the problem is I don't go to a record store. I go to Amazon.
You just get them delivered to you?
I was at Best Buy, and there was like so many things that I'm like, oh, dude, that's cool. Let me just go on Amazon. Oh, shit. Yeah, it's 40% cheaper on Amazon. Oh,
is it really 40%
cheaper? There's so many things. Here's a good example. This is kind of obvious. So Urban Outfitters has this video game system that plays like old Nintendo, old Super Nintendo, old Genesis. Anyways, they have it for on sale for $100. It's on Amazon for $44.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and that's just like how Best Buy is, you know? Like, Best Buy is all the time. You just go through everything, and you're like, wow, it's on sale right now.
Windows laptops are like $700. How much can you get a good Windows laptop
for? Dude, you can get a good Windows laptop for $300.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and you're not going to be editing video, but nowadays, shit's so cheap.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You can get a laptop for $300, like a good one, like a Toshiba or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Really? Absolutely.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's one of my favorite complaints, too, when people start talking about Apple. Mm. I can get the same specs in a Windows box for one-third the price.
Yeah.
But you'd be running Windows. Do you understand that?
Exactly.
You silly goose. People get mad at me, man. That's one of the things I've had mentioned on Twitter. People say something like, dude, I think you're cool and everything until you start talking about Mac and PC and you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Like, whoa.
It won't change till Walmart starts selling touchy Apple computers.
Someone got a little touchy. Someone's a little uncomfortable with the reality of the fact that your shit gets viruses. Well, they can make viruses for the Mac platform as well. There's just not enough people doing it for them to justify making it. Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I think those people would be so... The people that write viruses are probably on Windows, and they would probably want to destroy the Apple fanboys as much as possible.
If they could, they're trying to extract money is what they're trying to do. If it was easy to extract money, there's just a big enough market with Windows computers. Why fuck with it? It's so easy to get into your shit.
Yeah.
You know, all I have to do is click a link. I mean, how stupid is that? You click a link and you get a virus. Hi. Oh, sorry. Your fucking virus detection wasn't ready for this. Oh, I just snuck into your bases and I got you pregnant. Sorry, stupid. Now all your data is no good. You know? Hell spawns inside of you making babies.
I tell you what's the most annoying thing in the world. Somebody told me to call this number. It was like 1-800-WET-TITS. I was on one of the other podcasts. He's like, oh, you know, I got a new 1-800 number. And so he wanted everyone to call this number. And what it was is like 1-800-WET-TITS or boobs or something like that. And it's just this girl going, oh, you want I have really wet boobs. It's like a recording. And then at the end of like this 2-minute speech she gives, she's like, call this number, you know, to talk to me live.
Oh, God.
But the problem is now, ever since, because I called on my phone and put it on speakerphone just so we could play it on the podcast. Problem is that now, nonstop, every day, I'm getting a text message, like, automated, like, hey, me and my crazy roommate want to suck your butthole out and call this number, you know? And it's like, I'm now in a spam on your phone. Do you get spam on your phone ever?
No, I don't get spam on my phone.
So you never get like random text messages that are like trying to sell you or do something?
No.
Great. I don't know what to do now. I'm sure I can call AT&T, but until
someone got your number.
It's because I called a phone number and I got automatically put on some text message calling list.
So you could block them. I'm sure you could find out what number that's coming from and tell AT&T no text messages from them.
Yeah, but that should be against the law. Because I called. What if you accidentally called that number by mistake? Now you're just signed up for some spamming. That's
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's true. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
But whatever. It's amazing it's taken this long for them to infiltrate. You know, think about how long people have been getting text messages, right, and just now they're figuring out how to get in there. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty incredible when you really think about it.
Yeah.
Dude, now with the Patriot Act, they can listen to everything. They can listen to all your calls. With every fucking new bill that gets passed, they can dig into all your text messages, all in the name of you could be a terrorist. All you have to do is be like a single guy in your 40s. You could be a terrorist. You know, all you have to do is, there's like such, all you have to do is have like a year's worth of food. There's like, someone was, I forget who did a description of it, but was it John Stewart? I forget who it was. But they had this, all these descriptions of what is defined, how it defines a terrorist now. Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. It's ridiculous. Like if you have missing fingers, you could be a terrorist.
If you wear that Casio watch that I have, you're a terrorist.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that one watch. Yeah. That one watch, because they use that for timing shit, right?
Right. It's just standardized.
Just a watch, a fucking regular watch.
Right.
And you could be on a watch list. God damn it. How did this all fall apart like this? That no. Bruce Lipton guy kind of freaked me out.
Yeah.
Didn't he freak you out a little?
No, I mean, I think it, for the most part, it was really good. It was really, either believe that or don't. And I've always kind of believed what he talks about, so I agree. I don't know. I 100% believe what he says.
You know who's going to freak you out, man? Huh? Michael Rupert, when I get that guy on here.
Yeah, I don't know that guy.
He's going to smoke cigarettes with you, too, remember? Michael. You smoke cigarette every 5 seconds. That Collapse movie, man.
Oh, right.
You know? And I want you to talk to him, too, about the whole thing that he said about the cell phones. Remember he said they stopped upgrading their towers, and you're like,
oh, yeah, yeah. He's constantly. Probably changed his mind now since yeah. then. Yeah. Because that's just obvious now.
Yeah. <You know? laughs> but that does speak to a direction, right, that he was going in.
Yeah, I need to. When is that? I want to rewatch that movie again.
I don't know.
Because I remember I was very passionate about a few things on that.
But I'm exchanging emails back and forth with his assistant, so we're working that shit out.
There's so many people I want to get on the podcast.
Yeah, me too. Like who? Who else?
I want to get Nick Swartzen back.
Yeah, we'd love to get Nick back if he's got more than 45 minutes to kill.
Kevin Pereira.
Kevin would be great again. I told you I did Attack of the Show yesterday.
Yeah,
saw it.
Yeah.
He's great.
I went to his Christmas party. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah? I saw pictures of it. What the fuck was he dressed like?
He had a P90X holiday party, and so you were supposed to dress in holiday sweaters and mixed with P90X clothing. So
P90X, the workout program?
The workout program. What so the P90X, I have no
P90X
idea.
P90X-mas is what it was?
Yeah. And so you had to come there with your favorite ornaments and stuff like that. So I cut off the Avatar fleshlight vagina and put a hook in it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I washed it. And
you put a hook in it?
Yeah. And hung it on the tree when I walked in.
Well, and
it was cool though. But he has one of those arcade games. I told you about this. He has a MAME arcade game, which had like every single video game on it. And like he had Dragon's Lair, Space Ace, like, and there was this game called Rastan. I don't know if you remember this from the, I think it was the 80s. It was like this Conan O'Brien guy, and it was just like a simple slasher, like a Conan O'Brien slasher. And it was one of the coolest games to see, because I haven't seen it since I was a kid. So check out Rastan. See if it brings back memories. It's like Conan O'Brien.
Dude, I was watching
The Barbarian.
They were showing some game. I don't know what it was, but I believe it was a game for the iPad. Some crazy fantasy game where you're upgrading your weapons and swords. But it was like really wild fucking animation. And I was watching. I was like, this is incredible. It's on an iPad. It's really new.
You know whose is that? That's
it was Cliffy's, they were reviewing Cliffy, it. Yeah. Oh, is it Cliffy's game?
Yeah, it's Cliffy's.
Of course it is. There it goes.
One of his Epic Games.
Yeah, right. Dude, it's fucking amazing looking. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah,
and I was watching. I was like, wow, we're at the level where that is coming out on a fucking iPad. That's right. Incredible.
Yeah, the iPad's pretty badass, and supposedly the third one's going to be the latest rumor. Third one's February.
Third one's gonna rub your dick.
But it seems like they just came out with the second one. I'm kind of getting angry about that shit.
Well, it's been almost a year. Yeah. I think they're doing one a year. I still have the first generation. I'm an old holdout. I'm like one of those dudes you meet that has the iPhone with the aluminum in the bottom. Those guys.
You know, you can't even use those anymore.
That thing's made out of wood. You can't use them anymore?
Well, I mean, you have to, like, you can barely use them.
You can. You just have to not ever update your iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you update your iTunes, oh, you're fucked. Everybody says that too. What you were saying, that when you, whenever you update your operating system on the older phones, it just like it seems so clunky.
Yeah, they do
make
it on purpose.
Yeah, they make
but they
it
do it on computers
super badass
also.
for the new shit, for the next level shit.
Yeah, but they do it on computers also. But
they're forcing you. They're holding your hand.
Yeah,
you could look at it and that they're forcing you in a bad way, but
actually
they're forcing you to catch the fuck up.
It's positive in general. Everyone's faster, getting shit done faster.
Yeah, I guess.
Doing things faster.
Playing with yourself faster.
Right. Did you see that shootout that happened here in
yes.
Hollywood?
Yes. What the fuck was that all about?
That I don't know. But what's crazy is I found they released his name. I read this small report where they released.
Tell
his
everybody
name.
The story. So
okay, so there was this guy on, I think it was right next to the movie theater, the Citadel.
Vine, I think, in
Hollywood and Vine, yeah. Right. That just had a gun. And he was walking down the street, and just every time somebody would drive by, just bam, bam, shooting people like nonstop. Yeah. One guy got hit in the head. Who was a music executive here, and I think he might have died. Hit him in the head. Just like he just pointed it right in his head, and just bam. And so he was just walking down the street doing all this shit. Finally, the police came and they shot him down and they killed him. But what's crazy, they released his name finally. He was like a 26-year-old, and if you go to his Twitter page. I tweeted it. I don't know where it is. It's on my timeline. But if you go to his Twitter page, he his photos or the people he followed were all marijuana activists, gun activists,
Jesus.
And then C-SPAN shit.
Oh, Jesus.
And then so I found Christ. His Facebook. Then went on his Facebook, and his Facebook it's like 6 days ago broke up, went to single in relationship status.
Oh God!
And he was like saying things, you know, like I finally get like Steve Jobs' last words or something like that. And
oh, God.
And then I'm like, oh great. And then but what's weird is like if you looked at what he watched, like his interests on Facebook and stuff was like C-SPAN and like weird shit. Like who watches C-SPAN 1 and 2? That's what it says. And
yeah, that's like looking at your registry,
right? Yeah, and he also was like, he only tweeted like 3 times, and one of his tweets was like, "Charlie Sheen need more tiger blood. I ran out." Like,
whoa, Jesus Christ! There's some sad, crazy fuckers out there, man.
Right.
That's a scary thing, though, that this guy would just randomly start shooting people.
That scares me to see, though, the video that they
it's
have.
Terrifying.
It was very scary.
Yeah, it was terrifying. He's just walking down the street shooting at cars.
Innocent people.
Yeah, it's scary shit, man. But, you know, you have to worry about that whenever you have, you know, more than 10 people.
Yeah.
Even when you have 10 people, man. You know, how many people, have you ever known someone when they were young, they were normal, and then as they got older, they got crazier and crazier? When reality didn't sort of fit their vision of what reality was supposed to be, and then they started doing a lot of creepy shit, and, you know, never really sort of saw the world for the way it really is, and then they start getting crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever met people like that?
Most comics.
Yeah, a lot of them. We know a lot of them that went crazy, right?
Yeah.
That's an interesting thing to see. It's an interesting thing to see someone legitimately lose their grip on reality.
Yeah.
We've seen it. You and I have seen it. We've seen it many times.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Weird watching people slip away. So what do you do about that? We can't do shit.
Nope.
Can't bring them back. They got to bring back themselves.
I just totally forgot what we were talking about.
You're a silly
right
boy.
Right before what, this last thing.
Todd Bridges and the Olive Garden.
You need to take him to the Olive Garden. That would be nice if you guys.
I don't want to hang out with him. I feel bad that I said that. I shouldn't have. You know, it's not in keeping with my idea of being a positive person. But that's just sometimes shit happens, man. You get tired, you say something you shouldn't have said. That's why, you know, no one's perfect. We apologize and then we move on.
Mm-hmm. Don't let it get to you, man. Todd Bridges is a nice guy, I'm sure, and he gets it, and he probably.
Well, I just don't like when I do something like that, and I don't like how I was thinking. You know, sometimes you get tired, man. You make some fucking mistakes. You know, if you get tired and cranky, or if you're just overrun or overburdened, do you find yourself like when you're tired and cranky, like you just don't like your behavior?
Lately, I've just been a complete asshole, just because I have no time. My
do you feel
my
like
spare
that
time is
sometimes
zero.
With your girl? Like sometimes you like it deteriorates your relationship because you're tired and you're just snappy. You know, you're
it's like I'm in my own world because I'm trying to deal with a thousand things that are coming at me. Mm-hmm. And so like the other day I had to check myself and I had to like say, all right, look, I am completely ignoring my relationship right now. I'm like I need to stop working as much. So I'm making myself not do as much on purpose. Like, I'm taking a day off here and there, where, like, I went almost 2 months, like, every day.
Need to activate Yellow Band.
Huh? Yeah, I do need
to. Activate Yellow Band.
Need to activate Money Band.
How is he at controlling the situation?
Well, that's something, like, need to work on. Like, because I have not even talked to him about anything. Like, the other day, I was on stage, and I got off stage, and they turned off the podcast during the Ice House Chronicles. I'm like, what happened? They're like, well, everyone got up and said to turn it off. And I'm like, wait, you're the guy in charge. Don't, you know, why? You knew I was coming back. But, you know, it's just working out that now you'll never do that. Right. Now I'm like, nah, don't ever do
that. Right, so you have to, a little bit of trial and error. Yeah,
but that's, like, what's cool about the Joe Rogan Experience. Like, we started off with snowflakes, and every day we laugh something new.
Yeah, on a laptop, just for a goof. And now we're coming up on 2-year anniversary.
Yep.
So we're gonna have to have a celebration of this shit.
Yeah. Well, we're also this week we're having 2 shows, and a Saturday we're having a huge party. So maybe that could be the celebration.
That's gonna be our that's close enough to the time.
Yeah.
We started on, like, New Year's Eve, right? Wasn't it?
Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Christmas Eve. So we're right there. I mean, what is it, like, the 13th or something like that today?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of the Rose Bowl Parade?
Yeah. Never been, but I've heard of it.
It's right here. This is where it happens.
When does that happen?
I think New Year's Eve or New Year's Day or something like that. Or Eve or Christmas Day. But
they podcast from the Rose Bowl Parade.
I know, but they put these weird signs on the street outside the studio here, and they say any cars parked here from December 23rd to January 4th are subject to inspection.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I know.
You know, you can't have someone park a fucking dirty bomb.
Yeah, but does that mean any kind of inspection? They just want to look at what kind of CDs I'm listening to?
No, it's Homeland Security. They're going to find your weed. They're going to find your weed and your girlfriend's porn. They're going to lock you up in jail.
I got to take the anonymous mask out of the window front.
Yeah, take that fucking anonymous mask out right now and put a fucking American flag. How about that?
Oh.
We have these things you have in front of the windows.
Yeah, I need
How about we hang American flags?
Yeah, we need them.
What's more American than our thoughts and ideals? This is real America. Not this bullshit.
Actually,
fucking corporate swindle fest that's going on, Brian. Real America is about speaking your fucking mind. It's about creating something, uniting together in one giant bond as the greatest nation the world has ever known. So we should put up our fucking flags, because we truly represent America, not those cunts that would try to stop us.
I may hang mine upside down.
Oh, you're crazy. You're too crazy.
Is that bad? Is that mean?
It's supposed to be, yeah. I wouldn't do it. If anything, they would piss off a soldier.
What if it's for people hanging upside down to look at the flag?
Comes back from Iraq and he's had a fucking hard time, and he's loading up his gun right when he drives by your window and sees you with an upside down flag, decides to pump 9 into your fucking window, huh?
What if you have somebody hanging upside down and then it's upside right for them?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So you have the world is upside down. I think you can get away with that as long as you have, like, little bushes and stuff by the guy's feet as well.
Or
so the
theme is very clear. Upside down.
Hostages. No, the theme has to be clear. The guy has to be glued to the ground like he's walking through the park, and the American flag is just there, all nice and proud, just upside down from your perspective.
Right.
But he lives in Australia.
It's called thinking up, you know, different.
It comes from the land down under, where everything's upside down. You know, in Australia, you can't even fuck around outside. You got to put sunscreen on because their ozone layer is gone.
Oh, that's so weird.
They got a big hole in the ozone layer. So when you're in did I say Alaska?
I don't know. No, I think you said Australia.
I meant Australia if I did say Alaska, because I was going to say something about Alaska as well. But in Australia, they have like these ads on the side of buses, and they're fucking pretty graphic, man. And they show people with chunks of their body cut out from skin cancer.
Oh,
and they show
shit.
The stitches. And it says, you know, it's, you know, I forget the ad campaign, but the basic message is, hey, you can get this from the sun, dude. You got to be careful. Isn't that interesting?
That's weird.
Yeah, they have more issues than we do, apparently. That ozone layer is a motherfucker. And everybody says it was hairspray and all sorts of different things that eroded it.
It's probably boomerangs. It's
terrifying. Boomerangs? Can you imagine? Yeah, I guess it just all settles down there by the way the Earth is built. I don't know if that's a theory that's been disproven or proven or what.
I finally watched Tangled. And I really like that movie.
It's
a good
movie, man.
Movie, man.
My middle one told me yesterday that she's not a fan of Tangled anymore.
Why not?
She has this Tangled Tangled thing in her room. She's like, I don't like Tangled anymore. That's the funny thing about kids. They love something and then they watch the fuck out of it. It was Dora the Explorer for a little while. She would watch the fuck out of Dora the Explorer, and now she doesn't want to have anything to do with it. They move on to the next show, and then it becomes the next show that they're massively obsessed with. You know, it's really interesting. But Tangled now, a year ago, man, Tangled, you know, when we took her to see it, and then she saw it in the movie, and then we got a DVD and brought it home. Oh, my goodness. She couldn't watch it enough, man.
You know what's the craziest thing? Because every time I watch Adventure Time, I have to watch the kids' commercials. The kids' commercials for toys are the most tripped out, insane. Like, if you're a Coke addict, never watch kids' cartoons during the day and look at the commercials. There was one about these. The toy was little crabs that had makeup on and, like, really nice hairstyles. And it was just the commercial made no sense. Like, why would they be marketing to kids, like, dressing up crabs? It was intense.
Wow. Well, that sounds ridiculous. I tweeted something earlier today. I retweeted something that someone sent me where they were talking about kids today and all the different people. I'm going to click on it just so everybody knows what it is. RSA Animate Changing Education Paradigms. And paradigm is spelled P-A-R-A-D-I-G-M-S if you're a tard like myself.
Hey, that's rude.
That was rude. I apologize. But this is a very interesting little thing that someone made that points out how kids today are inundated with so much fucking massive, massive amounts of information, and that, you know, to take these kids and force them into watching something really boring all day, like school, like staring at a blackboard, and then, you know, you wonder why they're incredibly, you know, detached from what's happening. Their world is the world of explosions and fucking video games and intense music on their iPhone. It's, you know, it's loud and emotional, and you make them shut that off when you come into this room to tell them boring shit. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's almost like what, you know, what he was talking about earlier about programming. I don't think it's like a conscious effort to do that. I think it's just they're lazy and it's just the shit design. But man, to take kids and take them from the world that they can experience now with the internet and video games and movies and songs and cars and technology, and then make them sit in the fucking class and listen to stupid shit all day. It's amazing.
You know what they need to do? They totally need to do this. Electronic Arts and THQ and all these big video game companies need to start selling video games that have to do with shit they want to teach the people. If you ask me any question on Fallout 3 or whatever, like about bottle caps or whatever, I know exactly what you're talking about. I have this thing memorized in my head. I will never forget it. I know the whole thing.
Imagine if you could do. If you could teach kids through a video game that would actually let them, like, go back on an adventure through time and, right, like, learn about history and, like, be a part of it.
Yeah, you're George Washington. Yeah. You'll know everything about George Washington by the end of that video game, and the kids will remember that. Every single kid likes to play video games.
Yeah, but you'd go back there and just start punking people and go Grand Theft Auto style and start fucking shooting people off their horses.
Yeah, but if you make it so if you do any of that stuff, you get taken away at recess, or you get detentions. If you fucking shoot somebody in the kneecap, you get detention, you know?
I guess that could start the beginning of the end, though. I don't know. It would be hard to make history interesting. You know, you'd have to have some really entertaining person, like who was like a history major or, you know, a history professor rather, who's just really good at figuring out the best way to construct the stories. Mm-hmm. You know, and getting you into it, and then showing you cool shit too. That's another one, like showing you documentaries and cool pictures and stuff. Like, but, you know, when you get to certain things like mathematics and stuff like that, how are you going to make a video game where kids learn math and then it's fun? It's fun for someone who wants to play, like, Fallout.
I'm sure they'll do something like
Call of Duty. You know, you want to play Call of Duty and they're like, let's play numbers.
Right.
You know, I wonder. I don't think you can teach that way.
Unless it was something like a SimCity or some kind of, like, you know, you're married to the Octomom and it's like a math video game thing.
I guess so. Well, some people love math. I'm just talking shit, because some people actually sit down and do mathematics for fun.
I hate math so much. We had Tara Patrick in the studio the other day, and her biggest turn-on is a guy that knows math really well.
What a good kid. You know why? Because she wants him to know exactly how many dicks she sucked. She wants him to really be able to wrap that around his head.
She was
not to be vague. Oh, honey, I know you sucked a couple dicks. Listen, I'm tired of your bullshit. Listen to me. Do you know what a million is? Can you wrap your head around a million?
She was preggers, man. She's starting to look nice. She's got that little, you know, pregger juice on her, chunk on her. Well, she's got a little, you know.
You like that?
She's got a little chunk to her.
Do you beat off to pregnant chicks, you sick fuck?
I do, because it's different. You know, I don't look for it, but I'll be like, that girl's pregnant and hot. Double bonus.
Wow, really? That's amazing. So when you were around her and she was hot, it was, like, exciting?
She there's a few girls, like, she's just hot to be around. You know, there's a few girls that, you know, smell like skull, and you're like, ugh.
Skull.
You know, but that's hilarious. She's gorgeous. And she just, you know, she retired, so she hasn't shot in, like, 4 or 5 years or something like
that. So she's a born-again virgin, basically.
But she just released a new photo shoot on some foreign magazine, and she brought it, and it was nice. She has a nice body.
She's pretty hot.
And a nice husband. Or boyfriend. Or father of the baby that's coming.
What's he do?
He's a makeup artist.
Oh.
But he just did like the new Superman movie and stuff like that. So like he's a legit, like he was really cool. He's a really nice guy.
It's just a funny thing where some dudes just can't accept that. You know, some dudes are never going to be able to accept the fact their chick was a porn star.
Yeah.
You know, and some guys are just like, yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. I'm getting mine.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting how weird we are with sex. It's a strange culture where everything is sold with sex, but yet if you really get down to the nitty gritty, we're really fucking weird about it. We're really insecure about it and insincere about it. It's strange, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a fucked up culture, man. It is a weird culture. You actually try to suppress nature. It's a strange, strange fucking way we live, man. But selling things with pussy, you know when that makes sense? When you get married. When you get married, it makes sense. Because when you're single, and you could, you know, like, well, if this relationship doesn't work and we break up, I'll find someone else, and that'll be interesting because it'll be a new person. But when you're married and you're commit to this idea that you're just going to be with this person for the rest of your life, then you start, like, seeing some chick selling watches. You go, look at that dirty bitch. That dirty bitch with her fucking long legs. Like, it really, like, attracts you. Like, maybe this Omega watch is going to get me some of that.
Right.
You know, it really does work. You know, it's funny. It's like, I guarantee you, if you had commercials for like a cell phone service in Ethiopia and you showed like delicious food in the background, you know, like here's a cell phone. It's fucking roast beef there, mashed potatoes and giant pitchers of orange juice and all this yummy food. And these poor fucks would probably look at that and like, oh, and they would want to buy that cell phone.
Hmm.
Doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
This podcast is over, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've done, I think, over 3 hours.
Yeah, well, we had to come back because I had to give my apology to Todd Bridges. I really do felt stupid about that. And we really wanted to talk about Fear Factor because it was pretty fucking crazy.
It was awesome. I can't wait for this.
It was very
weird.
Every
Monday, right?
Yeah, every Monday for a while. We only did 8 of them, so it'll air quick. But the ratings were giant. They're a monster. Everybody's super, super happy.
Dude, you're gonna, next thing you know, you're gonna be picked up in for another season, and you're gonna be like, oh, dude, we start filming again in 2 weeks.
It could be.
And it's gonna save you from the Japanese radiation.
I'm gonna have to shave my head. I can't keep looking at my balding head on TV. It's just too sad. I have to do something about this.
Well, wear wigs. That'd be funny. You wear a different wig every week.
A red wig. A red wig like Bozo the Clown. That's what I'm going to get. I'm going to get a red wig, but only on the sides. Only like around the ears. Like earmuffs. This weekend, we have... Oh, if you want to come to that Chicago show, it's almost sold out, folks. Chicago, January 27th. 2012, Joe Diaz and Duncan Trussell at the Chicago Theater. It's going to be off the fucking chain. And that is the same weekend that Fox 2 is scheduled. So that card is a great card. There's Rashad Evans versus Phil Davis. There's a bunch of great fights on the undercard of that as well. Michael Bisping versus Damian Maya. That's a great fucking fight. So it should be sick. It's a great card for Chicago, and it's going to be awesome to be on Fox again. And then the night before that, we have a show at the Chicago Theater. And it's the same place where the weigh-ins are, which is pretty badass.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so we're going to basically do the weigh-ins, get something to eat, and then rock the house. But Duncan and Joey together, this is a rare one. This is going to be fucking fun. Thank you to the Fleshlight, and please go to joerogan.net, click on the link for the Fleshlight, and enter in the code name Rogan. They have been our sponsor for a long time now. It's been like a year and a half or something like that.
Yeah, they're the best.
It's a cool company with very cool people. That's how we met Aubrey. Go to joerogan.net, click on the link, and you get 15% off. And like I said, you're buying something from some good people. Or don't buy it, man. I don't care. Beat off on your own. That's all good, too.
They're great Christmas ornaments. Just chop off the very tip of it.
Yeah, I can't believe you butchered it like that.
It's Mrs. Claus. I called it Frozen Mrs. Claus. From outer space.
Thank you also to Onnit.com, makers of New Mood. These two I use on a regular basis, New Mood and Alpha Brain. And whenever I work out, I use Shroom Tech. New Mood is a 5-HTP supplement, and it also has L-tryptophan, which converts to it. So it's nice, got a little time release effect, and it really is like a nice mood stabilizer. I don't want to say stabilizer. It's an enhancer. It makes you feel good. Neil Brennan is the one who turned us on to it. I appreciate it. I like it. Alpha Brain as well, which is a cognitive enhancing supplement that I love. I swear by it. Some people don't like it. Some people love it. It's all on you. If you don't want it, don't buy it. If you do buy it and you don't like it, 100% money back guarantee, which is nice. So even if you don't have to send it back in, you eat it, you say this shit sucks, you get your money back. If you're interested in it but you think it's too expensive, please go to the website, find the ingredient list, and then buy this stuff in bulk and make your own shit. And I'm more than welcome it. I'm not trying to get rich off this, but these are good products that I personally believe in and use. And it's onnit.com, O-N-N-I-T. And if you go to joerogan.net and click on the link for Alpha Brain and then enter in the code name Rogan, you will get 10% off.
Dude.
And you will get smarter. What?
Fleshlight really dropped the ball on that. They should definitely have Mrs. Claus Fleshlight. What the fuck? Totally. Have it like be like creepy? That'd be the best Christmas toy ever to give as a joke.
Yeah,
like,
with almost. Like white frosting
yeah.
around it.
Yeah, just know, like really wrinkled looking, like just super old pussy looking.
Maybe it's not too late. They have a fucking factory, dude.
Oh.
Fleshlight, feel free to use Brian's idea. Brian, you don't want any money for that.
No,
no,
just sponsored the Death Squad podcast.
Yeah, what's that? Sponsored the Death Squad podcast. Oh, by the way, if you want to listen to the Ice House Chronicles, we've been doing podcasts. That's like a podcast for cows. We've been doing podcasts for the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah,
doing this, and we do them from live from the Ice House, and they're called the Ice House Chronicles. And is my opinion one of the coolest podcasts we do, because you know it's not. It might not be as structured as today's was, which is today's. You know, this is a different kind of podcast. Today's with Bruce Lipton was brilliant. It was amazing. It was eye opening. It was like really, really made you think about things, and I really enjoyed it. But with the Ice House Chronicles, it's really a hang. It's all of us comics.
Green Room.
It's a green room. It's the real green room. Yeah. For real, legit. It's uncensored. It's everybody sitting around. And sometimes it needs to be censored. I heard about some Brendan Walsh fiasco.
Oh, yeah. I need to do about that. Well,
you need to delete that and get that offline. But it's a really fun podcast, and the only way to get it is if you go to iTunes and subscribe to the Death Squad. Death Squad is the podcast network that Brian produces, and it contains not just the Ice House Chronicles, but Sam Tripoli's Naughty Show, Tom and Segura, and Christina Segura, even though she uses some other fucking name. That's called Your Mom's House, and they have a great
John Heffron. We just had Lip Nicky, the guy from what's that movie, Show Me the Money,
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. And he's been training jiu-jitsu and martial arts since he was 6 years old.
Choked the fuck out of John Heffron.
Yeah. We had him on the show, man. He was so awesome. Very interesting guy.
That's great, man. That's great. It's good to hear. He's a child star that actually survived.
Yeah, good parenting. Healthy. That's why.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, also, he stopped being famous for a while and kind of like leveled out. Yeah. He's normal now. Yeah. Good for him. Thank you to everybody for tuning in. Thank you to everybody who watched Fear Factor. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And thank you if you don't. I don't give a fuck, folks. We're just here to have a good time. Just enjoy yourself. And please, if you get a chance, if you're only listening to this podcast, listen to the David Lipton one that we just did, because it's really a fucking interesting take on how your thoughts control your reality. All right, bitches, we love you. We'll see you, if you're a Hollywood person, New Year's, Melrose Improv. Brian Reichel's going to be there too. Brian, you need to create some kind of a video for this shit.
Yes.
Show at Hollywood Improv New Year's. I think it's Joe Diaz, me, and I don't know who the fuck else, but it'll be crazy. Whoever it is, it's going to be good. So we'll see you freaks soon.
Later.
Sometime this week. Who am I doing this week? I got someone. Oh, Duncan.
Is Duncan doing it?
Yeah, Duncan's doing it.
Cool.
Duncan, tomorrow.
All right.
Holla at your boy. Okay.